Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin, as well, is our producer behind the controls. The Magic fall to the 76ers last night by a score of 118-98, and I would argue it really wasn't even that close. Philadelphia jumped out to a nine-point lead at the end of one and started to pull away. Certainly a big third quarter. They were up by as many as 35 at one point. This is a motivated Philadelphia team that is now percentage points behind Cleveland for third in the Eastern Conference. Unbelievable what Philadelphia is doing this year. 18 points for Ersan Ilyasova off the bench. And for the Magic, Rodney Purvis. Good sign for Rodney Purvis with 19 points, a career high for him. And he's now going down to Lakeland. Lakeland Magic are playing here tonight. So we'll have more on Lakeland. We'll have more on this Magic season. But listen, we've got about 20 minutes with the Magic general manager, John Hammond, and we don't want to waste any of it. So we want to get him right on the phone here in about 30 seconds, and a lot to go through, pick his brain on a lot of things, and what's in store for the next couple of weeks, next couple of months for the Orlando Magic. Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic team shop at Amway Center or orlandomagic.com/annual pass. For more. It does work. It's easy. I've done it inside the arena myself, renewed my annual pass. So I encourage everyone to go to the Amway Center and do so. What do you say? We welcome in the general manager of the Orlando Magic. He is John Hammond, spending a few minutes with us here this afternoon. John, how are you doing, sir?
Great, Dante. It's always good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, great to be talking to you as well. One question I have, and I think fans would be interested in this, John. Are you able to sit there and watch March Madness like a fan, like us? Are you able to sit there and root against Kentucky, root against Gonzaga like we all can? How do you, what's March Madness like for you?
Well, yeah, you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy it very much because, you know, Dante, as you know, we've had a chance to go out and watch most all of these teams play during the course of the season, evaluating players on those rosters. So, you know, you feel like you have a pretty good handle on it. But, Dante, I have to tell you that every year I do my daughter's bracket with her. And, and you know, so because she looks at me as dad, well, my gosh, you've got to be an expert. You've got watching these guys and these teams all year. And, Dante, my bracket is so bad every year, I'm embarrassed to do better. But, look, I guess it's part of the – that's why they call it March Madness, right?
No, that's right. I think everybody's bracket is messed up this year. But do you get caught up in the great stories like Loyola and Sister Jean and Eric Musselman, who you may even know at Nevada, and all that? There's some great stories that come out of March Madness.
And you're right. There can be sometimes personal relationships. You know, I went to work in the NBA in 1989, and I worked for Eric's dad, Bill Musselman, and knew Eric at that time as a young guy who wanted to get into coaching. He's become a very good coach, and I consider him a friend of mine. So it's fun to see him do that. But oh man, it's so neat to see. I think those Cinderella stories, you know, the underdogs, the Loyola type teams that are doing that. You know, I coached at a school, Southwest Missouri, which is now Missouri State, but we had a little bit of that in us, not to that level, but went to multiple NCAA tournaments consecutively as a small school. And it's fun to be a part of that. And especially when people look at you like, you're not supposed to be here, but you are.
Well, that's the thing of it. I was going to say, you don't get to watch Greenville College. I don't get to watch Liberty where I went. I don't get to watch them in the tournament very much, although they've made it a couple of times. But what was your tournament experience like? That must have been a blast. You must have, I imagine you keep feeding off of that underdog story.
Yeah, you know, it's neat. We go to a little small school called Southwest Missouri State. As I said, now Missouri State in Springfield, Missouri, a fairly new Division I school. And after our first year, we went to back-to-back NIT tournaments. And following that, we went to four consecutive NCAA tournaments. And that's really remarkable for a school at that level to be able to do something like that. So I was fun to be a part of. I mean, kind of like those Cinderella-type stories and having a chance to win in an NCAA tournament game and play against teams that won national championships in the tournament. So a lot of fun experiences. It's just so neat for coaches. And more importantly, it's so neat for the players to have those experiences. They're lifetime experiences that you never forget. I can tell you, I remember them very, very clearly, you know, going through them.
That is fantastic. Speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond, who's had some NCAA tournament success, too, under his belt. This guy's done it all. John, I guess when you get to this point, just kind of let everybody know what your scouting is like. I imagine the bulk of your scouting comes during the season, maybe ramps up even more during conference tournament play. But what does your year scouting look like, as much as you're able to reveal?
Well, sure. I think we can talk very openly about it, Dante. I mean, you know what? You know, you travel with us, so you know that. An example, Jeff and I do travel with the team and travel with the team somewhat extensively. But you know, anytime that we are not with the team, that means that we are out and out doing some college scouting or European scouting or whatever it might consist of at that time. But so you try to balance that as much as you can. You try to balance and support the team and be there for them, and obviously evaluate the teams we're playing against, which is very important to do. But look, for a team like us right now, in particular, where we're at today, you think about like the significance of our draft pick and our draft picks moving forward here in the initial next few years.
Right.
It's going to be critical to what we do. And, you know, you talk about like mistakes are made, but right now we can't afford to make a mistake. We have to get this right. So we spend a lot of time. And it's a lot of travel. It's a lot of travel to do that. But at the end of the day, hopefully it's all worthwhile when you get that guy that can help turn this thing around.
And you know what, John, you know, we may not chat with you before the draft, but and I know obviously you can't talk players and even reveal what your plan is. But do you typically, when you're assessing guys and looking at them, are you I imagine it's you're going to take the best player available. It's not always comes down to need. It might be best player available. Or what goes into your analysis of a player that you may take?
Well, I think, Dante, for us, you know, like the range that we're going to be in this year, we're going to be a top 10 team
right,
in this
right.
draft. And I think most every team in that range is going to say, and they are going to do, they're going to take best player available. It's
yep.
not about you don't go need at that time. You go best player available and you find a way to make that player work within your roster. You take the most valued player that you can for your organization and what other people around the NBA deem is valued. So, you know, you start with that and then, you know, Dante, it's, look, in today's NBA game, you know, people like two things in particular. They like length slash athleticism as combined into one. And
right.
then the ability to shoot the ball. You think about this. I can remember, Dante, even as a college coach, walking in the gym, this is like many years ago, walking into a gym. And even at that time, I remember like the first thing you look, it's like, who can shoot the ball in this gym?
Right.
And you know, Dante, really, that still applies today. You know, you get out and say like, you know, but We appreciate your strengths. We appreciate what you can do, but really we're saying, you know, can you shoot that ball? Can you make shots? And the game today, the ability to shoot the three and stretch the floor. You look where the game is today and it's heading that direction. I don't see it turning anytime soon.
No, you're right. It seems to be everybody's all in on that. Speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond, and there are a number of talented players. It seems to me, John, you would know better than I would, that this is everyone in that top 10, or you could even go to 15, I don't know, is going to get a talented player. There are many talented players to be had.
Yeah. Yes. I think we feel comfortable where we're at today. You know, you don't know how things are going to move forward with lottery
sure.
and things like that. But I, you know, we feel confident that we're going to get a good player and a player that we can move forward with and help us achieve the goals that we're looking to achieve.
Sure. And John, how about your number six pick last year, Jonathan Isaac? When he's out there, this guy is a game changer on the defensive end. You can see that right away. Just talk about his, yeah, I know it's been frustrating for him. It may be frustrating for everyone involved to not have him be able to be out there more, but that's been the story of the season, nearly 200 games lost to injury this year. But what are your thoughts on Isaac, what you've seen with him, and what will be your plan for him this summer developmentally?
Well, look, the greatest strength of any player is availability. And so that has been somewhat disappointing for Jonathan, you know, the fact right. that he hasn't been able to play. I know it's been frustrating for him, and I can tell you frustrating for us. But
sure.
But with that being said, Dante, when he has had the ability to play, we are very, very encouraged with his skill set. We're very encouraged with, you know, what we see on the floor, right. know-how, and to play the game and think that he's a guy that is going to 100% going to help us moving forward. So, you know, we're excited about him and feel very good about him.
And then would you put a plan in place for, you know, for all these guys? I imagine there'll be a plan. Will you discuss if he's here in town during the summer, or what do you envision his summer will look like, and how do you get him? What are some of the things that you may ask him to work on?
Well, you know, first of all, for Jonathan, it's going to be, you know, continuing to develop his body.
Yeah.
You know, the stronger he becomes, the more effective player he's going to become. So, you know, we need him to have, you know, look, we knew when we drafted him that he did not have what you'd call a ready-made NBA body.
Right.
And I think, you know, because of that factor, he's had some injuries this year. So we need him to be in a position where he can get on the floor and stay on the floor and have a chance to play 70, 80 games. That would be that nothing would be more important for him than that. But so I think that's, you know, that first and foremost that, and beyond that, you know, his skill set and continuing to work at all facets of his game.
You know, what's interesting, Jeff, for fans that are listening and haven't had a chance to interact with Jonathan, you're struck right away by that smile and that personality. He's got some charisma. And what impressed you in your interactions with Jonathan where you felt comfortable and said, you know what, this is the guy. This is the right guy for us at six.
Well, you know, Dante, you're talking about it, and that's really what it is. You know, we know we've got the right guy. There's no doubt about that. He's right. The right person. He's the kind of a person that you want to have around. Look, for us in our business, you know, we talk about this. You know, we see these guys almost every single day, right. single day from really September until hopefully if you're playing long enough into April, May, maybe even June, who knows. But, you know, seeing these guys every day and you want to be around people that you enjoy seeing. Jonathan is one of those guys. Just has that good charisma about him, a good spirit, a good heart inside of him. And so the next step for him is we know that about him. Now we're going to find out is like how much does he want to be great? How important is it to him to be a very, very good player? We want him to become an all-star. Does he want to become an all-star? We can have all these hopes and aspirations for him. He has to have those for himself. So, yes, plans are going to be in place. You can be guaranteed that. The most important plan, though, is his plan. His plan saying, look, I want this and I want to be great.
John, thank you so much. We appreciate the time. Hang in there. We got a couple more minutes with you on the other side. We're going to pick John Hammond's brain on what he's seen with this team this year. We'll get his assessment, his evaluation up to this point, and also the Lakeland Magic. A huge weekend coming for the G League affiliate of the Orlando Magic, and we'll touch more on that when we return to Magic Drive Time with General Manager John Hammond when we return in a moment.
Unlike other jewelry stores, at International Diamond Center, nobody's paid on commission.
We don't believe in the commission structure.
That's IDC owner Keith LeClaire.
I don't want my people to look at you when you walk in the door and they see a dollar sign and how much am I going to get this person for? I don't want my customers to be gotten. I want my customers to be protected.
International Diamond Center, where transparency and honesty come first.
I want you to make sure you're getting what you paid for.
International Diamond Center.
The best quality diamond for the best price, period.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Back to Simmons again to the top, and he got it down. He climbed up there, sent it down and in.
Get the Orlando Magic mobile app to find in-depth statistics in real time, as well as the latest team news and must-see videos. Check out game-by-game breakdowns to see how your favorite players perform. Plus, get advanced stats and live play-by-play coverage, whether you're at the game or on the go. Download the Orlando Magic mobile app today and get the in-depth coverage Magic fans deserve.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A. Are you looking for help with a home improvement or construction project? Well, Carol Bradford is a licensed and insured family-owned company that has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products. They can assist with home improvement projects that include roofing, windows, siding, and many other services, and they can also provide turnkey solutions for new construction and commercial projects that include concrete, framing, and roofing. To speak with a professional, simply call 407-647-9420 or visit them online at carolbradford.com.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Today, with Florida Hospitals Care Network, you have access to medical experts like never before. When you need Orlando's most trusted emergency team, right around the corner. When you need urgent care, within 10 minutes of wherever you live, work, or play. Even when you need an affordable, convenient medical expert, right on your smartphone or tablet. However you need your medical care, Florida Hospital is there, now and always. Discover more at SomedayStartsToday.com.
Hey, Dante, what's your favorite thing about a Magic win?
Well, that's easy, Aaron. 50% off at PapaJohns.com. The day after every Magic win, Papa John's is giving fans 50% off their entire order when they order online at PapaJohns.com.
Just enter the one-word code MAGICWIN when you order online at PapaJohns.com and get 50% off your online order the day after every Magic win.
Magic fans, celebrate a Magic win with Papa John's.
Valid only online at participating locations in the Central Florida area. Better ingredients, better pizza. Up, Papa John's.
This is Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding, your Florida direct mortgage lender. If you want to use the equity in your home for home improvements or to pay off high interest rate credit cards, I'm here to help. Just refinance your mortgage with RP Funding and I'll pay all your closing costs. I've paid over $20 million in closing costs and I'll pay yours. Call RP Funding, 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com. Go Magic!
See website for terms and conditions. NMLS 71168, Equal Housing.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Orlando falls last night to Philadelphia. Next up, tomorrow night, the return of Elfrid Payton here at the Amway Center. The Magic taking on the Phoenix Suns, 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. If you want to play like a pro, sign up for spring basketball camps presented by United Healthcare. Boys and girls ages 6 to 17 of all skill levels are welcome. Register now at OrlandoMagic.com/youth, OrlandoMagic.com/youth. Speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond, I know you said this year was going to be a year of evaluation, a year of assessing, and you don't really know the players until you move in with them. And I love that line. Just here we are, 10 games left in the season. Just assess where we are after 72 games, John, and what you've thought up to this point.
Well, you know, look, it's obviously been a disappointing season overall from a record standpoint. But with that being said, you know, I just made the comment about Jonathan and talking about the greatest attribute a player can have is availability. And you look at our team, we've been decimated by injuries this year.
Right.
And
right.
You can't overcome that to a certain extent. I mean, Dante, look, for the most part, game in and game out this year, I would say it's going to come down to probably, I don't want to overstate this, but it's probably going to come down to a good 50 games at least this year where we've taken the floor with three and a lot of times four of our top seven players, rotation players, unable to play that night.
Right.
You can't survive that. I mean, we're looking at, as of recent, you know, look at a team like Golden State and all the all-stars they have. And, you know, they start dropping enough guys. They have a 75-point game, a loss, and score 75 points. That can't happen to a team like that. Oh, yes, it can if they don't have players on the floor available. So for us, you know, that's been disappointing. But, you know, we have had a chance to evaluate. We have had a chance to get to know these guys. We want to get to know them better even as we move forward. But still, Look, we've got decisions to make, and we're going to make those decisions over the next few weeks.
Yeah, no, certainly there's no question there. And have you been through a year like this, John? I can't remember one where you might have years where teams have had fringe players or guys that are kind of at the end of the roster. But as you just mentioned, you're talking the bulk of these injuries have been your top six, seven, eight guys in your rotation this year.
Yeah, I have, Dante. As a matter of fact, you know, we had a run in Milwaukee where, you know, the mindset was, can we be good and can we make the playoffs? Whether that be the right or wrong mindset, that's a story for another day. But that's where we're at. And, you sure. know, we went into a season of kind of very similar to this. I think if had the Orlando Magic been healthy this year and had we remained healthy all year, I think we'd have been a team potentially vying for a playoff spot.
Yep,
I'm not
right.
saying we would have made it. Maybe we wouldn't. Maybe we wouldn't have. I don't know. But we'd have been in the mix, I think. And, you know, we had a year like that in Milwaukee where you could go back and read archived articles that can Milwaukee stay healthy this year? If they can, they could be a team fighting for that eighth spot in the playoffs.
Right.
And Dante, very similar situation happened to us. We were just decimated by injuries. We ended up having the worst record in the league. We had a 15-win season.
That's right.
Very
I do remember
thing
that.
To go through. You know, that brought us the number two pick in the draft. That was the worst record in the NBA, 15 wins. It brought us in the lottery. Cleveland ended up getting the number one pick. We got two. They took Wiggins and traded him, and we took Jabari Parker. But at that time, that's you stay in this thing long enough and you can have these kind of experiences, and,
right.
and they're no fun. They're no fun. This is no fun. Like, you know, look, we all compete. We all compete. We all want to win. And to go through loss after loss, it's very difficult for everyone. And I think, you know, us included, Jeff and I, from a front office standpoint, I can speak for that.
Well, that's great insight. I appreciate the openness. And the last thing I'll ask you, John, is we got a big weekend coming up for Lakeland. And I would encourage everyone listening to get on out there, especially tonight. If you're not going to be in town tomorrow, if you don't plan to go to the Magic game, go cheer on that Lakeland team. Two games left. If they win both, they're in. They could get some help and even host a first round. Looks like Rodney Purvis, Jamel Artis, Kem Birch are all going to be playing tonight, which is pretty exciting for Lakeland. Just give me your thoughts, John, on that development, how that relationship has worked and how much fun this would be for the city of Lakeland and for our affiliate to make it to the postseason.
Well, you know, Dante, we talked about that going into the season. We talked about, you know, look, who knows what's going to happen with us? We had no
right.
idea with the Orlando Magic team, what was going to happen to us. Could we overachieve? Would we underachieve? We had no idea. So we said, look, at the end of the day, can we potentially have something to kind of hang our hat on, so to speak, to a certain extent? And maybe the Lakeland Magic team, our G League team, could be that. So, look,
right.
we tried to make that a priority. We tried to put them in a position where they could be successful. You know, you look at. I think Stan Heath has done an amazing job coaching that team. He's kept that group together. That's not easy to coach that team because you have players in and out, back and forth. Sometimes
right.
you're losing players to international contracts that have been a key rotation guys for you. Sometimes we're taking players, moving players back and forth. So that roster fluctuates so much. Very difficult to maintain that. Stan's done a great job. Anthony Parker, as a GM, has done a great job, I think, putting players together on that roster, especially as the season is winding down. You know, we lost some key guys. He added guys supplementing to that roster. So it's fun. I'm happy for them. You know, we've struggled with our G League team the last couple years significantly. And so to come back and turn this around this year
yes.
is fun. Like I said, something to hang your hat on. And hopefully, you know, I'm going tonight. Can't wait to get out there and support him and hopefully cheer him on to a victory.
Oh, fantastic. Well, the guy you found is probably as good a story as there is in the G League this year, and Kem Birch and what he's been able to add to the big club as well. So have fun tonight. Good luck to Lakeland, and hopefully they make the postseason. That'd be a lot of fun to watch. John, as always, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks, Dante. I appreciate you.
Okay, you got it. John Hammond, general manager of the Orlando Magic. Yeah, he's headed to Lakeland, going to watch that team take on the Delaware 87ers. Guys, I tell you what, if you don't have anything going on tonight or tomorrow, you got to get out there and check that out. You can go to lakelandmagic.com and check out tickets. They're currently six. The top six teams in the G League, in the Eastern Conference and Western Conference, will make the postseason. If they win, they're currently tied for six. They control their own destiny. If they win the next two games, they are in. If they win the next two and get some help from Erie, a loss from Erie, then they'll host a first-round playoff, which will start as early as next week. So, again, LakelandMagic.com, and go check it out. And you're going to see Rodney Purvis, who scored 19 last night. He's back with Lakeland tonight. Jamel Artis, one of their leading scorers as well. So that'll do it for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Have a great weekend, everyone. Coach Vogel joins me next week. We'll talk to you then.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Oh, people out front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.